الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم صدق الله العظيم So alhamdulillah we are now doing the third part of our second segment that is of taqwa and why we emphasize so much on taqwa is because we're going through the month of taqwa and if we can just acquire what the purpose of this particular month is and we have actually acquired not just one treasure but a treasure within which there are lots and lots of treasures so we must make every effort nobody can like we said say I've reached now the threshold I can't get more taqwa in my life I am now perfect muttaqino Allah says fattaqullaha mastata'tum continue acquiring the Allah Ta'ala's taqwa to the best of your ability in other words there will always be a room and based on the taqwa that a person acquires, he will get the benefits and like I said, the treasures that are found in taqwa, he continues to get that. So if taqwa is a blessing, it's a ni'mat of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to somebody, then he must make shukr. End of Ramadan, we must actually ask ourselves what was the extent of taqwa we have acquired. Because the more we have acquired, inshallah, the more we'll see the other benefits that are coming from there. So we mentioned also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of taqwa, they are muflihun. Muflihun means those people who are successful in worldly things also and akhirah in general. But then also it refers to the other muttaqun means those who are successful in the hereafter. So there the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used foes. So Allah, inna lil muttaqina mafaza. Verily for the people of taqwa, there is going to be success. Now that success is specific to the akhirah. So therefore, we all want to be successful in our worldly life also because whole day and night we are making an effort. The businessman is making his effort. The person in the office is making his effort. The student is making his effort. The worker, all are making an effort so that they can be successful. And then obviously when we close our eyes, there's nothing more greater than this that we are given the glad tidings that you are now successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, this is the Jannat which you were promised. So if you look at the various blessings, there are many mentioned in the Quran that when a person has got this particular gift and ni'mat of taqwa, and remember we are trying to get it in the month of Ramadan, then the Quran is full with the benefits of it. So the first one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ Because he's got taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out all his sins, all his bad deeds. So we don't know how many bad deeds we do also in the first place. And they are all accumulating. So because a person with taqwa, maybe on the day of Qiyamah, even now here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out that record. Now to understand this, one person was telling me that he had collected lots of fines. And every time he gets stopped and he gives them a story and sometimes he also had to do some other little underhand business. It was lots and lots of money he had to pay, the traffic fines. So finally he decided, this is enough. Now. I'd rather go to the traffic department and sort it out for once and for all. I'll make, you know, they can give me a settlement, they can give me a discount or they can give me an opportunity to pay whatever it went. So when they called his name up on the ID on the computer, they're looking, they're checking, they say everything is cleared. No trouble, everything is cleared. So imagine a day of Qiyamah, we go by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala says, everything is cleared. Now a person got this worry that how am I going to face, how I'm going to, you know, reckon how I'm going to, where I'm going to go with all this. And you kafir anhu sayyati. Allah says, everything is sorted out because you got taqwa. So keep this in mind. So if you got taqwa, one of the greatest blessings of that is that a person has got, will have himself totally, you know, cleared. And then also, there's another benefit of this link to the same one here. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will call a servant and pull him up there and call the Malaika. Say, now take out all his files. You did this wrong, you did that. Yes, 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 you did. Yes, I did. Now this person is thinking the big ones and the small ones are all coming out. Now what do I do? What's going to happen to me? And at some point, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will tell the Malaika, okay, never mind. I forgive him and I change all his bad deeds into good deeds. So when he hears that, they say, okay, you know what? What about all the other bad deeds you didn't count still? I did that. I mean, now I'm going to So so now he suddenly wants all the bad deeds also to be reckoned so he can get more. So this is what we're talking about, that all the bad deeds will be changed into good deeds, all the bad deeds will be wiped away. And this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on the day of Qiyamah, he will be totally clear. So this is what we're supposed to be working for every time we hear the ayat, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Then there's another ayat, Allah says, in the same one, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَتِي, your sins are wiped out. Second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his reward. So increasing the reward is understood like this, that we do a deed, alhamdulillah, and whatever, we get the sawab for it, right? But when a person got taqwa, the value of the deed is increased. We gave an example the other day, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you have to give an entire mountain of gold, a sadaqah, you will not reach the sawab which a sahabi will give, yes, for having given a handful of gold. Why? Because their level of taqwa, their link to Allah is something else. So with the little they got, their reward is much, much more. So the more good deeds we do, and if it is based on taqwa, the more the sawab is going to be inflated. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُعْزِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. And also, all the sins that he was doing will also be wiped away, because now he stayed away from sin. So that is what the thing is, that his reward will be increased. When he stays away from a sin, you must remember, when you stay away from a sin, it's a good deed. One is you do a good deed, you read salah in that. One is you are tempted to go do something wrong, then you say, no, you know what, Allah Ta'ala don't like this. Because he stayed away from the sin out of the fear of Allah, he gets a reward for that also. And that reward also will be increased. So not only reward for good deeds, reward for staying away from evil. Sometimes people stay away from evil for the wrong reason, that I'm going to do it, I'm going to get caught. So he doesn't do it. So there's no sawab for that. The sawab is for when he has a strong desire to do wrong. He says, no, Allah is going to watch me. So he gets a reward for that. So all the reward of such a person is going to be increased. وَيُعْزِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked everybody's rosy and risk to taqwa. There are lots of ayat in the Quran. The one is, we know the very famous one, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever has got taqwa, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for him a way and give him rosy sustenance from where he did not even imagine. And that a lot of people got experience, where they went for and where they started getting their rosy, how they got it. This is all on the basis of taqwa. So a person imagines, you know, my sustenance will come from here. Because he, you know, he exercised taqwa and he stayed away from what was wrong, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him that particular rosy which he never even expected. You know, this is just for those people. Sometimes when you have to do something, now you have to go to the government office and you have to pay a bribe, and you say, we know of people who said, we're not paying nothing. Finish, khalas. We don't care. So we mustn't have this feel that now we're living in this day and age, now what can do, we have to pay. No, this, I know of people who told me their own story, say, we decided we're not going to pay anything. And that looked like they're blocking their own rosy, because now they're not allowing the process to go forward. But yet, the way Allah opened up their rosy in such abundance after that, that is beyond the mind. So therefore, just remember that if we are stuck with the situation, we must have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, avoid anything that is wrong, and Allah will give us rosy from where we did not even expect. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And then also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ فَتَحْنَا وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا لَفَتَحْنَا. Those people who, of the town, of the village, of the city, if they collectively have got taqwa, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, we will open up for them the blessings of the heavens and the earth. So one is each person got his own taqwa. But one is we must work for the general collective taqwa of the entire town. If the whole town has got taqwa, in whichever degree it is, you're all working for it, somewhat more, somewhat less. The blessings and the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, will open up the doors. It will come down from the top and it will come from the bottom. Like in another place, Allah says, لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. That we will feed them from the top and we'll feed them from beneath their feet also. So we can imagine what barakah. It's all based on having taqwa. And then one more. There are a few more. We'll just complete on one more here. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a distinction. The distinction means two. One is the power of distinguishing between wrong and right, not only between good and evil. Anything that you are doing in worldly matters, when you make a decision, because you've got taqwa, Allah will guide you. Don't put this, do this. Don't buy that, and so forth. There is distinction in everything. And the second one is, Allah will give you a distinct position. That means you will stand out in your position because of taqwa. There was a person by the name of Salim, rahimahullah. He was a great muhaddith. Before he became muhaddith, he was a slave. He was sold for, somebody bought him for 300 dirhams. Like, not a good slave also, according to the value of that time. So now, after that, he decided to study. He became a muhaddith and all of that. And obviously, he acquired a lot of piety and taqwa. Now people started coming in large numbers to sit around him, to such an extent that the ruler also wanted to meet him. So when he made an appointment, he said, tell him I'm coming to meet him. So he, said, yeah, he can come, no problem. But when the time the ruler came, he was busy teaching hadith. So he told people, tell him I'm not busy with hadith now, he must come later on. So what was he? He was a slave sold for 300 dirhams. And today the ruler is coming to meet him, and the ruler can't even get close to him. So this is how Allah has given him a distinct position and lifted him up from where he was to right on top there. And obviously the ayat of the Quran we repeat repeatedly here, that innal muttaqina fi jannati wa nahar. The last point, the taqwa, for the people of taqwa, are going to be gardens and are going to be streams. That means from there, every moment of our life till the last point where we're going to need taqwa, it is going to be there also to enter us into Jannah.